This episode is brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. It is by a black person, so you should go out and support black people and black businesses. Christmas is right around the corner. It is an awesome system, so make sure you check it out. If you want a cute little discount when you go to getbevel.com and sign up, you can use code FRIENDZONE to get 20% off your first month at getbevel.com. That's GETBEVEL.com.
Honestly, it's the holidays, so
fuck the holidays. The holidays ain't shit but a reason to spend some goddamn money.
And even then, people are still miserable.
Fucking with people that you don't want to be around. You know what I'm saying? I hate that shit. Fuck the holidays. The only good thing about the holidays.
Dustin's ready.
The only good thing about the holidays is you don't have to go to work. That's the only good thing. So you can kind of do what you can do something that you don't want to do the way you want to do it. Like, you don't want to go to the family shit, but you have to, so you can go late.
I don't want to go to the family
that
shit.
Kind of, I don't.
Yeah, only, I actually only love good, doing the family shit.
I wish I had family shit to do.
Just to eat shit. To eat and laugh at everybody. Well, it do be fun, like, getting high with
I
your cousins.
I love my people.
Shit.
Like,
I've never done that.
No, we have a good time.
I'm going to be really sad.
But I don't have no weed-smoking cousins. Not that can smoke that you like know at my, not that can smoke, like, at my auntie's house, like, openly like that.
Well, I have one aunt that I can smoke at her house like that. But I still wouldn't just because...
I think I'm going to sit this one
you
out.
You know, the way my black grow-up ass is set up.
I don't have no aunties that would let me smoke at their house. Not one.
I would let my niece or nephew smoke at my house.
I would, too. But I feel like I'm going to be the cool auntie. Like... Yeah. I mean, look at me. I'm already the only one to live up north. That's mysterious as
she
it
said,
is.
Up north.
You also the famous
up
one.
Up north.
Don't do that. Don't start that.
The famous auntie. Okay. My auntie bought me everything when I was younger. She the baddest bitch I know.
Whatever. That is not.
That's what you want them to say about
no,
you.
No, that is not what I want him to say.
Yo, when I was like 2 years old, she bought me all the Batman shit I ever could ask for.
No.
And then Ninja Turtles was on deck.
No.
She brought me every pink Mamba in the country.
He said, what?
Every pink pack of Mambas in the country. You know, the
he ain't even going to know what a Mamba is when he grown.
Mambas
the
way are so good.
They are. Like,
they are manna from heaven.
They are good. Well, yes, they are good.
Yes, they're that good.
You know, I love candy, too.
Oh, Father God.
I found some high chews the other day, and
I
was like, just you,
the grocery store across the street from me sells like high chews like,
in the bag.
Big bag.
Yeah.
See, I can't get fucked up like that. I just started getting mine.
You can't stop eating them.
Uh-huh.
You eat the whole bag.
And then your stomach hurts.
Get fucked up.
For the rest of the night.
I don't care. It's worth it.
They'd be good as hell, though.
I can't have that kind of sugar.
That's just like, remember when we was addicted to them white chocolate Reese's?
Oh, my God. That was
crack,
me and you.
Cocaine.
We sat there and ate that whole bag that one night. Yeah. We sat there and ate all of them. And I don't even like white chocolate.
It was good
so
as hell,
good.
Man.
And she used to front on it, too.
White chocolate is wretched.
Look, there she go.
You're trash. You don't even like salt and vinegar chips.
Well, salt
Who
and vinegar.
Who in the hell don't like salt and fucking vinegar?
I do not. And you know that.
Oh, there you go.
They're what? So bitter.
There's a partner in crime.
Exactly.
Bitter?
Thank you, yes.
Salt and vinegar?
Oh, yeah. Vinegar is bitter.
Wow. I guess the devil just...
It's disgusting. It's vinegar and salt together on top of the shit.
Female
that's
bonding.
So
when you put vinegar on fries, you
do
know
y'all put
you
some
be...
vinegar on baked potatoes?
No.
Right,
why the fuck would you put salt
put it on
a
chip?
On a
that's soft, that nasty, that kind of nasty bullshit.
You wouldn't put it on a baked potato. Don't
a
put
wet
it on a chip.
Vinegar, nasty.
That doesn't
nasty
make any goddamn sense.
I mean,
would you put barbecue sauce on a potato?
I would.
But like it's
I
not,
sure
but it's not in like your standard mix. Like it's just not in your like. Why would you just suggest?
Yeah, actually,
we'll
be good with
vinegar
sour cream
it's
and some chives.
It's actually a spot in Oklahoma that makes these.
But
potatoes.
But sour cream, chive, and cheese are
with
like standard baked.
On it.
I mean, I'm not saying that I'm opposed to the barbecue, but you talking about oil and vinegar on a baked potato? Like anybody
right,
would ever
that's
suggest
completely
that?
Ridiculous.
Well,
no one has
that's
ever
how
even
I feel about
that
on a chip.
Yeah, but it's a thing.
Bitch, it's always been around. Like for you to say that's how you feel about a chip.
I about these chips.
Okay, who
right?
in the hell? Right? Who in the hell gonna put salt and vinegar on a baked goddamn potato?
Right.
It's always been a flavor. It's always been a nasty flavor.
Now, what is good is like when you're at an amusement park and they put vinegar on them fries with like that kosher salt. That's good.
Mm. I never had that.
Like
how is that
fries,
different?
But
vinegar on a baked potato.
But
honestly,
it's baked.
On
I like
it
French
is baked
fry.
And not fried.
Really?
But
that's
look,
what it is. That's what separates.
Have you ever
yes,
had a baked?
That's
have you ever had a baked potato chip?
Of course.
Can you taste the difference between a baked potato chip and a fried one?
I can, but the vinegar is going to taste the same regardless. So
but
I don't
it's
understand
a different
why
experience
you...
because of the texture.
Okay. All right.
Nigga,
that's right.
That's why. That's, right. That's what the difference
they
is.
They are good.
Okay.
That, and that's that really is the popular
that's
the
black
that's
bottom
the popular
line.
Opinion.
That's the black
you said
bottom
that's
line.
That's the popular opinion. Why are you even arguing about
it? Because it's the popular opinion.
Because you need to know.
Every,
we are confused.
Every chip brand makes a salt and vinegar variation.
Every all of them.
Everybody
and
has
they all
the salt and vinegar chip.
Every brand. Wretched,
but now, if you get like the kettle brand and that blue bag,
nasty.
Those
and it has nice because the sting of the vinegar is mild,
right?
And it comes with that nice crunch.
It's so crunchy.
It's
yeah,
so buttery.
That texture,
like,
that crunch to the chip.
Oh my! It's like a turkey dinner.
With some hot sauce
dressing.
You hear
that's
me?
Just wow. With hot sauce.
Ooh, dressing.
Ooh, dressing. Who so made that dressing good on Thanksgiving? You or Kia?
Kia
put her foot in that dressing.
Oh my
god, shit
her
was so good.
Yo, I used to, like waste. Last year. I think I was
her
making
whole
sandwiches
entire
with that
torso in that dressing.
So good.
Mm. She made that cornbread in the cast iron, and I said, "Yeah, this is gonna be lit.
Shout out to Kia.
I miss Thanksgiving.
Best cooking in the world.
I went to Magnolia Bakery the other day and got some banana pudding.
Did I say thank you again for Thanksgiving?
Just like,
no,
just to have it. It was so good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Because it was a lot.
Anyway. Just from the bottom of my being.
I really appreciate
being, like,
that
I really,
it was an extraordinary
like,
amount.
I know you pulled a lot of stops yes, out and you cooked your
I really
ass off.
I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. That
you
spent that Cajun macaroni
you got us in an A1 pad where we had a great A1 experience.
Had shrimp and sausage.
Can you give me the
recipe? That shit was so fucking good.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing. It's so
that
good. I made
really
it before.
Good.
I spent so much money on fucking cheese on Thanksgiving, my nigga. Like,
who doesn't?
Like $60 on cheese.
Just cheese.
Just cheese for the two. I made two different macaroni and cheeses. And it was cheese in the biscuits.
I've never heard of cheese in my life.
Can you make, can you?
No, hell no. Hell no.
Like,
just,
if we
can, she
if
mad.
We can just get,
okay,
if, listen, girl. All I want, me to you.
Okay.
All I want
listening.
Is the Cajun macaroni and cheese and them goddamn biscuits.
Okay.
Please.
We'll talk about it for your birthday.
That's next year, nigga.
Well, next year is 2 weeks away.
Well, I mean, that's later next year, nigga. That's quarter
he
two.
He sound all okay. Cali. That's
Q2.
Later.
Q2.
Later.
Oh,
later.
RIP Q2. That restaurant closed.
Okay. You niggas.
Are we ready?
We didn't start.
This is it.
Yeah,
I thought this was it.
This the thing right here.
This right. I'm, you bread. Asking me, are we ready? Are you ready? Where you been at?
Are we going to
where you been at? On to getting money.
No.
No, just fuck it.
This is like a mixtape. You know what I'm saying?
Father okay, God. So can I do the interlude for the next track?
Yeah, right now. Come
oh
on
my
in.
God,
come
no.
on. Oh, wait. What we should do is everybody should have an intro like the Real Housewives.
Oh hell
okay.
Yeah!
Oh my
hold
God.
On, give me a second.
Because I'm sure some of you have been thinking about this in advance.
I haven't. I haven't. I'm blank right now. I got to start fresh all over again.
Think of one.
I'm about to drop a monologue on y'all ass.
No, it is a one liner. Though.
Yeah, I know. It's that heavy.
Oh, I got one.
I'm ready.
I don't have one.
And we starting with Greg and coming right on around the bend.
Oh my God!
Look, he's gonna a lot of pressure.
His old Marlo ass. You just gonna me? You just gonna set the tone already?
Who are you to tell me who is the project manager?
Look, and then he got
to
be last.
Week.
He top
right?
Star Jones
very
the
vain.
Fuck out. Nene cut Star Jones out
up.
On television.
Like, Nene?
Hell yeah!
I know y'all miss
her. And then told her Star Jones was like, what have I done to you? Can you please explain why? And you know what Nene did? Interrupted her and was like, shut the fuck up.
Because she's Nene. Because that's the type of shit she does. Trash.
And then now where's Barbara Walters? Miss I'm So Educated. Bring your street
coming.
Game.
That shit was classic.
She is garbage.
She
cussed,
no, where's Barbara
so
Walters?
I tell you, she cussed Star Jones the fuck out on The Celebrity Apprentice.
She did. Like, and then went still right next out. To her ass.
Nene looks like your MCM back.
Her Donald Trump checks.
I hate her.
Her kids look dirty than a motherfucker, man. Her kids look like they slept under the goddamn viaduct.
Okay.
Come on, don't talk about her
well,
kids.
Well, one of them is grown.
Right.
They, well,
both
shit,
of them grown.
Grown
they
now,
both,
too.
They both grown?
Oh, almost. Yeah. He might as well be, though.
Well, I'm going to still stay out of that.
Yeah.
I don't need that karma. I ain't had kids yet. I don't
right.
know if mine going to be ugly, so let me wait to talk about somebody else.
No, let you be choosy about who you let make the kids.
No, I've seen two fine people make one ugly ass baby before.
Mm. I'm too, probably but, just going to go pick one. So,
there you go. It's all the guesswork.
You're going to log on to the website?
Yeah.
Buyababy.com.
Are you going to make sure they black or you might get...
Remind me to tell you something shit. My brother said after we finished the show. There's no way I can say this. But no, let me forget to tell you.
Oh, Lord.
About talking about adoption and what we was doing.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have an intro?
I'm not going to be in charge of that. For what? Oh, my interlude? Oh, my. It's your turn. You have to start.
Wait, why do I have to
start? You said you started the week. Oh, so mine was going to be.
I need inspiration. Like
oh, you need inspiration?
Give me, like an example.
Oh, what city? Yours. Can we pick the city?
Then we got to pick a city. Well,
the city. Yeah, pick a franchise. Hell yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Well, okay. Then I have to give you a few different
we're the
ones.
Housewives of Loudspeak.
Yeah, it has to be your own thing.
Gross. Yeah, it's personalized to you. Right?
Why not?
Okay, well, if I was on Real Housewives of Atlanta, though. My intro would be.
Oh God!
No, never.
What are you about to say? It can't be that bad. All right.
I was about to say, sometimes the baddest bitches are the good ones. And that's
what's gonna yeah, that's good genius. One.
That's a good one.
Sometimes the baddest bitches. Are the
that's what I'm saying. See, that's a good one. Bravo need to hire me to do them taglines because the. Atlanta needs a makeover. Them taglines are terrible.
Oh, but you know who been showing out? You know who showed out with their new intro? Love and Hip Hop New York. Did you see the new intro?
Yeah.
It looks 1,000 fucking times better.
But, and they're the only ones to have redone their like thing. Like with all the other ones, they always use their same old bullshit.
Atlanta has to redo it next season. Like there's no way the other ones can do
next
that.
Season there's gonna be another one.
Yeah. And they just got into a fight.
And Jocelyn got their new show too.
Who is Erica?
Exactly. Okay, so here's what I would say, right?
Erica, scrappy baby.
Here go my tagline, right?
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
This is New York City. If you haven't slept with such and such, you haven't slept with anybody.
Who is such and
Who
such?
Who is such and such?
Oh, you. If you haven't slept with me, you haven't slept with anybody.
That's Real Housewives. This is New York City.
That is one. This is New York City.
That's a real A-list ass intro. Because the A-list was a gay ass show, and that's
wow.
If you haven't slept with such and such,
if you haven't slept with me,
with anybody.
That's what he's saying.
No, that's what he's saying.
Like you don't matter sexually until you sleep with me.
I know
that's what you want on a reality show. Okay. That's the kind of shit you need on a reality show.
I can't
that's
believe true. You haven't already been approached about being on a reality show because you would be amazing on one.
Thank you and fuck you at the same time.
What?
Because it's so bitter.
You know.
How is that bitter?
You know that's a double edged sword.
It is literally a double edged sword.
No, because you know how you act, Dustin.
Oh, it's just here twist we go. The knife.
Tell him how he act, Crystal.
No, I'm not doing this since apparently y'all acting like I'm crazy.
No, you the one that made the statement. You know how you act, Dustin. Okay,
so you don't see Dustin on a reality show.
You said you know.
She's still going. She's not even done.
Like she is.
It's not a bad thing.
I'm a firing squad right now.
It's not. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm saying you have like the outgoing, crazy personality to be on a reality show. You love to turn up. You love to holler. If somebody says something crazy to you, you will fight.
Why don't you just shoot him?
Why are y'all looking? Okay, all right. So, okay. You know what?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I agree with you.
I'm
who does he remind you of from
Judas.
TV?
Judas.
He reminds me of Milo Hampton. He shows up and makes a big scene every time and niggas be talking about it for days and then he disappears and when he comes back he does the same thing again.
What?
Yep. Dustin is Marlo.
You hear how she talking to me, man?
That's what Marlo does.
This is
does.
A compliment. Okay. I'm actually done. No, screw you guys.
You hear how she talking to me, man?
They set me up.
She don't care nothing about me, man.
I thought I was giving compliments.
She just rolled me like some dog.
Yo.
Dustin.
That big mouth.
I want an apology.
This is what I'm talking about.
Unfortunately.
You're clicking.
You're clicking down.
Who is that?
Here
I am.
Yeah. Tiffany, New York, Polly.
Oh,
thank you.
I thought you loved Marlo. I thought this was a compliment.
I'm glad somebody in this room know how to treat a bitch.
Don't you love Marlo?
Yes, but that's not the point. And that, even that is insulting.
How? You do?
You just told me that I am like the people that we all trash on reality television.
That's because you the told shows me I'd be are good trash. At
being like them.
That's because
that's what you told me.
Okay.
You say like, Dustin, you're going to be good at being just like fucking Kirk and Rashida. That's what she's telling me.
No,
it went so far into detail as to say you have a big, crazy personality. You'll fight in public.
What I'm saying
no
is
matter
that
where you're at,
you show like, up.
You show up.
People talk about
people
it.
People talk about you for days. You disappear, and then you do the same thing again.
Just like Marlo.
Like Marlo Hampton.
I'm
a
saying.
Fucking 300-time convicted fucking felon.
Oh, wow. Is she really?
She's been up there.
Okay.
Who
well,
I love, but God
I just
damn.
Meant that there, you are say. The ex- like the personality.
You actually
type.
Don't seem to be able to fix it, so we should just not do
I'm
it.
I'm glad
anymore.
There are no cameras
well,
in here.
That's fine.
Whew, Fran, what's your intro?
You had to give me one because I don't think I'm not funny like that.
Wow.
Yours like should that. Be something like
Bohemian Chic, but I'm still street. No, street and chic don't rhyme.
Oh, they kind of do. They have internal rhyme.
I can do that one.
No. You need one. You need
you have to, I you think you have more. To come up with it.
Yeah.
I can't think of something.
I can't
funny.
Either.
Yeah,
so.
I'm horrible at that.
Put her in Beverly Hills and be like, it might be smog outside, but it's none inside here. Okay. Oh, so I'm really stupid because she's been and her house is like clean.
Oh my God. Okay.
I didn't get either of those things from what oh, you just said.
Yeah, that's why it was like campy.
Been to the motherland, but I'll still whoop that ass.
That's it.
Oh my God.
That one's the good. What's yours?
I'm staying out of this whole reality TV conversation.
You're the only one who doesn't
I've
have one.
I fucked it up so badly. I'm not going to even participate. First of all, I can't think of one. And secondly, I feel attacked. Because I honestly answered the question and I felt like I did so non-maliciously and still.
The only question you're being asked right now is your reality TV intro, which you have not answered.
Right, because I answered. I just didn't give you one. Okay.
You're the one that feels attacked, but you're treating me like this.
You are being so hostile.
Like this.
I'm being hostile after the way you just treated me.
All right.
I don't even have just cause to be hostile. I'm not even being hostile. But I don't even have just cause.
Just
to be.
Cause.
That's right.
Think you said that's right.
That's absolutely. That is 100,000% correct.
I'm not entertaining
Your Honor,
this.
Since oh I'm on trial God. Here.
Okay. All right, Asante. It's whatever
Speaking
you
of
say.
On trial, you see what happened to Meek Mill now. Like I'm
not, no what
I'm not at this. This I'm not going to laugh at directly. Like he went. He they said that he
wait saving for the show.
Oh,
this, okay. is,
this
the,
is the
oh,
this show.
This is the show.
We started.
Yeah, yes.
We have been going.
We already told you
yes.
that. We no already.
This is the plan. This is the agenda to talk about whatever. Yes, girl. This is the show.
Oh,
that's what they
said.
Friend.
She.
I'm in disbelief.
This is it. This is it.
Oh, see, it's funny when Fran does it. It's shady when I do it.
I legit didn't know.
What are you speaking
about? I was like waiting for someone to start singing, and then
she's a fucking tornado.
She keep making it about herself. This is what Crystal does.
I feel for you.
This is what Crystal does in real life. She always makes everything about herself.
She's a tornado, man.
I feel for you.
Hey.
What's wrong with you?
I wish I had a harmonica.
Baby, when I look at you.
I thought you were laughing because you realized you were being crazy.
Okay.
Oh,
now that
baby.
Fran knows the show has started.
Can't deny you're crazy. Break me and Trina. I feel for you.
I just want to know.
I think I heard you.
Why were you so upset?
I feel for you.
I didn't know it was crispy chicken rat.
Think I love you.
I need a harmonica.
I know.
It's time for a break from the Razor God, Tristan Walker, and the good folks over at Bevel. Now, everybody that knows me knows that it's really important to me that I look good. It's kind of just like a part of who I am. You know, I love being handsome. I love being told that I'm handsome. I love, you know, walking into rooms and people telling me that my bald head is so sexy and wanting to touch my head, but knowing not to. I love that. I love the thrill of that. I love going places and seeing a cute face and them seeing me and feeling the chemistry and like the back and forth. I love the thrill of that. And so part of the package for me has been using my Bevel razor. If you don't know what it is, Bevel is this bomb ass subscription service shaving company where you get this razor that is so high quality. All of the blades that you'll ever need. You won't cut and nick your head all up and look like you know, falling and bumping your head all the goddamn time. It just is a very clean look. It's very classy. It looks like you're a true gentleman. You have tools to shave with. They give you the puff ball thing that you spread the shaving cream. They give you that too. They give you everything you need, and Bevel is great. So do us all a favor and do yourself a favor. Most importantly, if you need to shave, and it's no judgment, this goes for women. They need to shave their faces and mustaches too. It works for y'all too. And this is for everybody. So what you do is you go over to Bevel.com. That's getbevel.com. Excuse me. That's GETBEVEL.com. And use code FRIENDZONE to get yourself 20% off of your first month. Now, once again, let me break that shit all the way down for you. What you're going to do is get on the computer or your phone, whatever. Go to getbevel.com, GETBEVEL.com. Use code FRIENDZONE for 20% off of your order, and you won't look like the guy or the girl on the bottom shelf in an outdated box with Jerry Curl on the front. Okay? Thanks.
Okay.
I thought you were putting your ribbons up.
Oh, my intro is going to be Dade made and I stay paid, no shade.
Dade made and I stay paid, no shade.
You had it ready.
Yes. I like that one. So you need one good, like.
I have to think about it. I haven't ever thought about it.
I was talking
it,
so. To Fran.
I was responding to Greg.
At the same time that I was talking
was looking
to
at me
Fran.
Crazy.
Give Crystal one.
Yeah, you go ahead and make one up for me.
From the internet to your TVs, fucking up your life one page at a time.
What?
I don't know. We're just crossing platforms. Okay. Internet, TV, book, page. Right. I don't know.
Okay, so let's do real ones, right? So I would say nothing is all. I would say the only thing that matters to me is being good to my family and my friends and looking good.
That's gonna be your real one.
That's what I would say.
I feel like that should be your Twitter bio.
Yep. I do too. My professional bio.
He said, yep.
Yeah.
Dustin has two now.
You're yeah. objective on your yeah. resume.
You are.
Me.
You are.
He's right okay. himself.
Let's think of some more.
No.
Okay. Okay. You know what? You know what would be so funny if on like the Love and Hip Hop franchises they had to do that for their intros. Like they were like if Jocelyn was like the Puerto Rican princess back again and beating more ass this season or some bullshit. Like I feel like they would say some real dumb shit at the beginning
Remember
of the show.
Remember she literally told Jocelyn Ariana Hernandez. she was like What's up
fake asshole? That bitch leaned in with the creek too.
Jocelyn Hernandez.
I'm not gonna get you. I would beat your ass, but I'm not gonna fight you this reunion. I'm gonna let you live and fight somebody else.
She said, I'm gonna let
taking
you live.
Taking my nigga
today.
Hand back.
Not give back my nigga hand.
One day at a time.
Aaron was in that. Why I gotta be fake though? Right. She had me
dying. She was scared. Shit.
So she just seemed real like, bitch, what's wrong? Like, what the fuck are you doing? Why
she
I gotta be fake
Jocelyn was
though.
A fucking live wire and really would have got it popping up in there and shit.
No, Arian's ain't she a dyke? I feel like she would have, like, not to say I don't know who would have won, but I think
like,
Arian would have put up a fight.
Beautiful.
If Arian did not win, somebody would have stomped Jocelyn out and on her behalf.
But Arian absolutely would fight.
She's pretty enough,
so I wouldn't want her to, but I think that lesbians are. Have you fought before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See,
well, when is the last time you got into a fight?
About a week ago.
No. About a decade ago.
Oh.
With my ex-girlfriend.
See?
Trash. Oh, wait. No, there wasn't. It was slightly more recent, but not by much. But that was, we weren't together when we got into the fight. We were exes and then we fought because that's even more lesbian.
Damn, stomping hoes in the street.
Street.
Or in the living room.
Oh,
Damn, beating bitches down in their home.
Yeah, we're still friends. Like, we're friends now. We made up. We were fighting behind some other dumbass lesbian who was starting a bunch of shit and turning people against each other. It was real lesbian.
If we get to a physical place, I will never, ever be cool with you again. And it's just
listen.
Yeah, the principle of the fact is, like, I can't. We're never.
Because if we get physical, I'm thinking that blood is supposed to be drawn.
Exactly. If we go there, my instinct is to kill you. Yeah. Like, and I just can't go from that thought process to being like, oh yeah, we just friends. Even though I, you know, tried to rip your jugular out the couple of months ago. No. Fuck you forever.
Someone was trying to explain to me, like, couples, like, they kind of fight every now and then, and I was like, I don't actually understand that concept. I can't do it. I don't think I could live that
way. What kind of shit is that?
I mean, apparently, from what I was being told, it was a common thing.
I mean, it do go down.
I believe that. I've just been single. I'm so removed from the thought of having to be in some shit and think about just, we fight a couple times.
We two niggas in the street.
Look, because.
We just two niggas fighting. And you don't care nothing about me, and I don't give a fuck about you. And I'm going to win. So, like, that it's over completely. But I have gotten into fights with people before. Well, not a lot of times. Has this part happened?
Okay, like Marlo Hampton.
I've gotten into fights. Check my charges. I've gotten into fights with people before, and we didn't know each other. And then the person has come and apologized to me, and now we're civil. Shout out to Karen. But yeah, like, now we're civil for real. And have even civil. Hung out.
I'm more likely with me.
I know what you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about? Yep.
So, I don't know how to do that though.
It goes down.
I don't like fighting. It's not fun.
I'm more likely to cut people off for being extremely disrespectful. Like, it takes a lot for me to come back from something like that. Like, a physical fight, I might be able to get, maybe because I haven't been in that many. I've only been in like 2 or 3 fights my whole life. So if I'm super close to you and we sit down and talk it out like lesbians do, then that's one thing. Like, I might be able to move past it, but when niggas just get like so off the top and crazy with their words and shit like that, that's the shit that has me like, all right, I don't need to fuck with you.
They don't care about you.
That is one thing I do like about lesbians though. Like, there does come that time where y'all will like put the petty out the way.
Oh, we love exploring the feelings behind it and why we did it and what led us
like,
there.
Like, I've seen some lesbian bullshit happen, and I really like that when y'all like talk and y'all are getting over some shit. It's like some wholehearted, let's get it all out and solve that shit. Like, I've never seen that shit in like a straight or gay male situation, and I was like, that's just
me and my ex that, you know, I've been breaking up with all year long had this deep conversation like a month or so ago where we were just like, okay, let's just talk about all the feelings we had and have been having and what happened during our relationship and what went wrong and all this. And it was actually like really helpful and
healthy
and cathartic, and I feel like now, you know, the relationship is over and I can move on. And so I feel like that kind of communication would be like, I don't want to have another relationship where I can't talk like that, because it's dope once you get to that level.
Yeah, it is.
And that's how you're supposed to be. But fuck that shit, because I've been mad all over again, bringing that bullshit up. Okay. You've been pissed me off all over again.
That's what I'm saying. I wish I could even get to a place to talk like that. It's best when we say, I mean, no, if you're still letting it go.
We letting it go. We didn't let it go.
If you're still angry, there's no point in bringing it. No, you can't bring up something that you're still angry about.
I didn't sit here and got hot.
I know he's yelling at you. I'm like, I don't know what you're doing.
I've never fought in a relationship, but I have been jumped.
In a relationship?
No.
I was about to say, what the fuck?
That would be so trifling. No, in Harlem. Harlem is hard growing. It's tough. Yeah, I've been jumped. Probably I say 3 times just on the street, just like random girls just being like, bitch.
This is so girls scary. You didn't even know?
No, just because I don't know, my hair, just different reasons. Wow. People just start fighting you. Yes, I mean, obviously I was a lot younger too. That wouldn't go down now, but
but still, Jesus.
I might burn some sage and run.
Go ahead, and I hope we there.
Yeah, because you
burn that sage and walk.
I sit and walk.
Yeah, walk. Leisurely stroll.
Right. Look, you know, I'm becoming a hood staple out in Harlem now. Shout out to Pinky's Jamaican spot. Okay, we'll keep the streets protecting you, all
right? Right. No, the funny thing is now it's cool. Like, Harlem is a whole different ballgame now. Yeah, no, now it's people with their Yorkies sitting in cafes. So It's not even the same vibe.
Cafes and bars and
I'm
shit.
Sure it's not the same problem at all.
Not at all.
There's sushi spots now.
Right?
Unless you walk into a
There's ramen spots in Harlem now.
Unless you what?
Walk into a bar I was talking about.
The gentrification bars.
No, a touch of D.
Oh, a touch of D. What
the? It's such a
That's
name.
A hood staple right there.
Let me just get a touch of D. This shit sounds so wrong.
Yeah, I don't enjoy fighting.
No.
Like physical fighting or
no.
Just
eating? No, I don't like physical fighting. We can argue and yell and do all of that.
I think it's just scary because you don't know how angry you're going to get.
Yeah. I see and how bad you know.
Yeah.
Right, right. And you know that like if someone takes you to that point, you don't know how far.
As soon as I feel like, you know, like right before a fight or when you know like you are seconds away from a fight, how your blood starts to boil, you like shake a little bit, like you can just feel it. That feeling for me is like, get out, go, move,
right?
Because I don't,
you see red after that point.
And at this point, like when you're a kid and you know, worst you could probably do is go to juvie or have some cops take you to your parents' house or whatever. That's one thing. Like when you are a grown up that has like responsibilities and shit to lose and shit that you worked hard for,
right?
Like Remy Ma said, you got to pay to slap the fuck out of people now. It costs money to like hurt people,
right?
And stuff, but I've never been in like a physical altercation with somebody that I actually like care about, love.
No,
maybe
never.
Once when I was like 17, but other than that, I try not to.
Because
every time I see you, I'll probably want to hurt you again or kill you.
On sight.
When I see you.
My first fight ever was actually with a boy.
Did you beat his ass?
Right. And you know what's crazy? I did actually.
I knew you did.
I really did.
I knew you did.
I handled that.
That's why your ass is such a boss now. Your first win.
No, it was, you know, some public school bum. Yeah, and he just like touched my butt or something crazy like that. And I turned around, he kind of looked at me like, you know, like, yes, I did. And then my reflex was just to punch him in his face. And then I bit him. It was really bad.
Yeah.
You know, you go crazy.
Yeah,
and then,
once you snap, it's over.
Right. And then the crazy thing is my mom was just like, when they called her and she called me and she was like, did you beat his ass? So I was like, I did. Mm-hmm.
You know, Kill Bill, when that little music play that siren running back.
Right. That's how it feels. I don't have time. I think the first time I ever got in a fight was like third grade. My mother came to the school to like read. Like, you know how sometimes people's parents will come, like moms will come and like read a book to the class or whatever. My mother came, like took time off work, went and got some whatever ass book, came read. It was lit. She was awesome, eloquent, beautiful. And like a couple of days later, I don't remember this boy's name, but he was like hating. Like, he just said that my mother came and read a stupid ass book.
What?
So I slapped the shit out of
him. Badass kid.
In the middle of his class. I think that was actually fourth grade, because I remember my teacher was Mrs. Maxwell. She put me in the corner, but I remember that she understood why I was upset. And I went home and told my mother, and she was like mad, but I could tell she was low key proud that I was fighting because of her.
Right.
She like spent her money on that goddamn book to come and read and help you. Give you fucking, like,
plus just don't say nothing about my mama.
Period. Honestly,
like a cardinal rule. Like, don't say nothing about my motherfucking
really
mama. That's an automatic, no thought involved. Like, just get that ass. Period. They said something about your mama.
Exactly. Yep. I think I get more revved up when you disrespect people I care about.
Me too, but I don't like nobody fucking with me. Like, don't say don't fuck with me. Don't disrespect me enough to just say something to me about me in my presence that you know is going to offend me. Don't do me like that. Because when you do me like that, you fucking with me. And that's when my reaction is, me and you are opposite in that regard. Because I just process it in my head, and then I know that I have to react per the way my shit is set up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a real
I have to.
Okay.
I don't have an option. And so I hate the argument because that's an agitation for me. Like, don't keep fucking with me. Don't argue with me. Like, I know what you just did. You know what you did. You know why you did it. I do too. It's on. And I just go straight, you know, across there like that.
What about, actually, I have a question for y'all. What about, because now that we're older, mm-hmm. and then we're online, mm-hmm. so it's a different kind of fighting that can come up. Would y'all participate never if someone came for you online?
No, they do it every
not
day.
Not anymore.
No?
Yeah, not anymore.
Right.
If I do, it's very but much what if like it was a like, joking way.
But like, what if it was like someone with a massive following that said some off the wall, just like put it out there, something about you?
But the truth,
would you be
the
baited?
Truth doesn't matter. Like whatever you say doesn't really matter. If people are interested in the drama or whatever else, then that's going to be all it takes.
Right.
And you don't even have to participate in it for there to be fuel added to the fire. Right. Like, people will entertain themselves at just the thought of some mess.
Just the retweet.
So for me, it's just like I'm at the point where you can say whatever you want to or about me, and it just really does not have to affect yeah. me at all. But it takes a while, I think, to get there.
To that point.
Yeah, it takes, I mean, you have to deal with being, you know, attacked or talked about or whatever on the internet probably several times before you develop like a thick skin about it where you just like, okay, well, them niggas gonna have something to say, and they just gonna have something yep. to say. Like, you just gonna have to be pixels in the box, I guess, girl.
Like, I would never. I just think it looks so bad, right, to do that, and it looks like you care. Like, my pride would not allow me to, like, go back and forth in, like, a serious way with someone, like, really be arguing on Twitter or something.
Right.
Like, I would feel so yeah. whack. Like, hell no. Nah, you know what I'm saying? If anything, if I know you already, like, really mad, I'm going to take that opportunity to crack a joke that's going to be so funny that it's going to piss you off even more.
You the worst.
Yeah, like short. I'm not finna like, no, motherfucker, you said, and I ain't saying this. I fuck all that. I'll just be like, yeah, but your shoes too little. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. And just like end it. Yeah. Something like that.
I'd rather it's just fun. Not even yeah. engage with yeah. you at all. I'd it rather is. Just not even start it. Like, I already know if I see a tweet or something I don't like and I know I'm not going to want to go back and forth with you, I'm not even going to respond to you. Like, I don't exactly. even want to open up the dialogue. I don't even want you to think that you can have a conversation exactly. with me because you can't. For what?
Do you just block people?
I mute people now.
Oh.
I block them.
You know, I've never blocked
everybody.
Anyone.
And now I just really? Hate them.
I've never.
Use? This should give you an award or something. Twitter should be like,
you've never yeah. blocked anybody.
I have, in my entire online wow, career, I have wow. never blocked anyone.
Why not?
Not saying that there aren't people that are worthy of being yeah, blocked, but definitely. I just leave it alone.
Wow, that's girl, big of you.
You got one chance. No, to you know what? My mentions or my
that's
Tumblr.
Why you no, saw but you're,
no, but let me.
Like, I will mute you.
Let me explain to you why, though. I've
that's
had.
Why it's there.
It's there.
I've had people come at me crazy and say crazy things, and then later they'll come back and apologize. It's happened like 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And so for or they'll be like, I just didn't understand you, or
I've
you
had
know.
People who will be like, oh, you know, they'll have like their friend or somebody tweet me and be like, oh, can you unblock such and such because whatever fucking reason. Or even stupider, they'll tweet me and ask me to ask one of them to unblock them or somebody else that I follow or know to unblock them for whatever reason. And I'm like,
that.
No, if I blocked you or if you got blocked, it was for a reason. Remain that way. I don't give a fuck. You
right.
I forgot who your ass is anyway. If you block, shit.
At the bourbon
right,
ball.
Am I supposed to remember?
I've actually had people hit me and ask.
Like, really?
Yes, do you ask Fury to block me? Yeah. I'm like, I don't even know who you are.
At the bourbon ball, a nigga was like, yo, don't you have me blocked? And I was like, probably, but I think you deserved it. And I just
like, if
walking.
I blocked you, then like, that means that I've excommunicated you from my fucking yeah. life. How would I even, I don't look at you, I don't see you, and you don't exist to me. You're a dead person.
You're right.
How the fuck should I know you or remember you or what you look
and,
like or why it happened?
And
right.
You blocked in real life too. So why are you
right? It
to
transfers
me?
Over into the physical real
it does.
Life.
You are blocked.
It is awkward though when people try to have online conversations in real life, like asking why you were unfollowing them.
It's even better when they threaten to beat your ass online and you see them in person and they don't say anything.
Ooh.
I think
what
that social
track?
Media.
We've seen that.
I think that social media it has so many. It can in so many ways lead to very powerful things, and it kind of influences a lot of the things that take place in the world. And when like Twitter first started, no one really took it seriously. Now every major news outlet has like a Twitter stream. So
right.
I think that for maybe that's why so many people take social media very seriously and kind of use it to like it like revolves around their life and everything that they are. And I don't, For me, anyway, when you're coming at me, if you say anything to me crazy on Twitter or wherever else, the only way I will say something back to you is, like Dustin said, I probably will use that as an opportunity to make a joke about you, and then I'm going to block you because I don't even give a fuck if right. you see it. Right. I don't give a fuck if you respond to it. The point is, I made a joke. I'm satisfied with myself. Exactly. And we're done from there. The only time I might actually have a conversation with you about something is if we are talking about something that's like a real topic that right. I'm trying to get an understanding about, and we're disagreeing, and you clearly have some kind of sense to where I feel like I can have a sensible conversation with you and then leave it from there. Those people usually don't even get blocked because I probably respected your opinion and right. perspective enough to keep talking to you. Other than that, I'm just gonna block you, and you won't even know I saw it because these niggas just true. Want to get a res- they just want to know that you give saw it. They just want you to acknowledge them.
Right.
I'm not gonna do that.
That's true too. I have seen that, which to me is probably the most mind-blowing part of receiving negative comments, is when the one time I like someone, actually it was this week, somebody was like, I can't with you. Like, you're too calm. You're too low key. You should.
Right.
And I was like, you're mad at me because I'm too calm. I've never heard that in my life.
What a stupid bitch.
Right.
And she said,
you could have just blocked that person, but sometimes like you like need clarity. Like that, I'm having difficulty understanding this.
And I literally tweeted her and I was like, what are you talking about?
Right.
That's all I had, because I was like, where's this coming from?
I don't understand.
And then she's like, I'm listening to your Africa episode and I don't know how you're not angry. Like, you don't get angry. Where's the passion? And where's your, the life in you? And
you got all
like,
of
so
it.
So angry.
Wow.
You got enough for both of them.
Right. And then she writes back and she's like, I'm sorry, friend. And I was just like, okay, what just happened? Like, she had a whole monologue, a breakdown. She came back, she fixed it. And I was still confused.
You ever get those people? Loser. You ever get those people who will say something slick to you on social media, and when you respond to them, they'd be like, oh, I didn't know people read these. You didn't know that the section that has comments in it right underneath my photo.
Right.
Or whatever, you didn't think that maybe I perhaps look at that and might see the dumb shit that you just said.
I feel like sometimes people will talk at us and really not understand that we see it.
Right.
I really feel that way because so many people have been surprised when I've hit them back asking for clarity on what they were saying. Sometimes I do want to know, like, well, what do you mean?
Because
it could be constructive.
I remember when celebrities like first started getting on Twitter, and I would say shit to like any and all of them. I still will, obviously, but back then I didn't really think that anybody would say anything to me because I think you probably have enough money to not give
see
a fuck.
What the fuck I'm saying.
Even if you do, like. I wouldn't care if I were right. you. So
and
I would
so
never
many
really,
mentions that they receive.
Right, but I'm not thinking that they're just never ever looking at this and may never see this.
Right.
And respond to it. I just don't give a fuck.
And a lot of times you'll look, like sometimes I'll go to the person's page
I'm
just
good.
To see
no,
and you'll see that that's all they do. Like you look at their Twitter and it's just like they're just taking their shots basically just to see who
I
responds.
Don't understand
and
that
I just think that's
being.
Right. That's so odd to me. But I mean, you know, people
there are people who follow everyone. Individuals on Instagram just to say negative things about them. I don't understand why. You could just follow people that you actually like and have like a good day.
That's right. Some stalker bullshit.
That doesn't make any sense.
But
to
even
me.
On YouTube, I'm sure, I wonder if it's happened to you where you put a video up and don't even like put out that it's up yet and it'll already have thumbs down, which means someone is subscribed to you just to do that.
I said to Asante maybe the other day, like somebody always clicks it just to be the person who clicked it.
Right.
Why?
To break it.
For what? For what? Just to do it.
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, I will say I can admit that I haven't had too much negativity, but it is starting to grow and it's something that I'm beginning to get comfortable with, which sucks. I hate that like people tell you, oh well, you know, if you get more negativity that means you're doing something right, or that means you made it. And I'm like, why is that though, you know, like why is that a
I
fact.
Think because people target motherfuckers that they feel like are doing something that they don't feel like they could do, or maybe they had dreams or had aspirations and they don't really have the energy or the time
to push through,
to actually get it done. And so they see other people and they just want to be someone who will break them so they can see them fall because they don't
hater.
Have
that's what a hater is
a hater literally
but your reasons for not liking me don't matter to me. Like, it could be superficial or it could be very real. Yeah. I don't care either way. If you don't like me, then you just don't like me.
Yeah.
And you'll be over there in the group of people who don't like me.
That's right.
That's all there is to
but
it.
But do you really not care?
I really don't.
Like yes. from the heart. After, like
I
when
really I do. I truly soul. Don't.
Thank
I
you.
Really no, do. Like, seriously.
No, seriously.
The pit
hold on. Like, I'm talking about when you're home. Like, forget the podcast right now. Forget all that. I'm talking about when you're home by yourself and that room is the door is closed and it's just you. You really don't feel anything for the negativity that comes your way.
No, because people have gotten on my nerves so bad.
So bad.
You being negative has given me one less person that I have to deal with. So I'm actually grateful. I don't give a fuck. Thank you for being an asshole and removing one more person out of my damn way.
When I see it, I'm like, oh, another one. There is like a half a second of, oh, okay, here we go again.
Right.
Or, oh, okay, another nigga who got something to say. But then I just mute or block them and it's over immediately. Like,
I laugh.
But
I
it took a while for me to get to the point where people's comments didn't affect me at all. Like, I'm not going to sit here in front and be like, oh, yeah, I never gave a shit about anything. Like,
right.
Yeah, no, it definitely had an effect, but... Like Dustin said, once you deal with it enough, it's like you can't, like, you either have to get off the internet or learn to deal
right.
and not be so affected.
And what are the things that you think? Well, you said after you take enough hits, then after a while.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. Like, if it still hurts you, I'm sorry. Because I want you to get to that point where you don't give a fuck anymore.
And I think you start to realize that, like, those people don't even really know you. They only get, like, one little part of it. Like, an hour out of our week in New York fucking city. Right. And that's all you, like, are judging me on.
Right.
Like, I really just can't take your opinion over the people that know me. Like, I know I'm a good person. I have good people in my circle. So when one person makes a snide comment about, like, oh, this week they didn't do blah x y and z, oh, okay, girl, well, the show was good for me, it was done, it's out, and I have to go to work and pay my bills, and a lot of people like it, like, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I have to think about, like, what am I doing? Is it good? Is it bad? And if it's fine, then it's fine. Like, and it sucks that people always look for something bad, like, always. Even when we do things on the show and we try to, like, be mindful of certain audiences and things like that, there's always going to be that one person, oh, I know you did this to cater to me, but, and it's like, damn, like, and it's not even constructive criticism sometimes it's just like, oh, this is what I want from you, and it's like, well, you're not it's not just for, I'm sorry, it's
so
not just
why
for you.
I don't give a fuck,
right? Like, there's too many
yeah
other
well you don't even read comments
exactly.
I don't think it's true that nobody, like, I don't think it's true that you can, like, just not give a fuck at all. I think that it depends on, you know, like, the circumstances. Like, with what they're saying, it's almost like, it kind of reminds me of slurs. Like, for instance, like, if you call me a faggot, I'm not gonna fight you. I'm not gonna get upset. I probably wouldn't belch, sneeze, yawn, nothing. It's just nothing, because I've heard that so many times that it literally has no effect. So it has, like, I feel like it's almost the same
but
with social
like
media.
That's
but
not, you're not giving a fuck.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it depends, because now if you were to say, oh, I don't like Kid Fury because I feel like he's transphobic, or I feel like he's misogynistic, or something that, you know, matters to me that I know I'm not, that is going to bother me.
Right.
Now,
that's
if you
feel
that way because of something that makes no sense, and that has happened plenty times, Rock, like, it's like, I'm not going to sit up here because you think that, you know, I'm perpetuating rape culture because you know, I called your cat a bitch or something, whatever. If you come up with something that doesn't make any sense just to be upset, and there are hundreds of thousands, millions of people on the internet who do that, I can't waste my time getting upset about that. But I don't want to go to bed at night feeling like people have this misunderstanding of me, are like the morals or ideals that I hold, you know, close to myself. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I agree with that. I think I have tough skin as far as just regular commentary that people are gonna have. Like, there are people that are gonna debate whether you're pretty or not, like dumb shit like that. Like,
oh my God,
right,
which is so annoying.
Which is crazy, but I always found so, but that was probably one of the hardest things for me when I first got on the internet, people debating that. I was like, wait, I'm making green juices and, like, shea butter. Like, I'm not, it's not a beauty pageant. I didn't sign up for this part of the internet.
Oh no, you're a woman, so you did.
Right,
you
which I thought was so unfair, because people really were judging things like that, and I'm like, you know, I didn't get the connection, but I was like, all right, I guess that's just part of the territory. Yeah. But, like, you know, like you said, Fury, it's like, it's the part where I feel misunderstood, like my intentions, or if someone's like, she's this, she's that. That's where I get like sensitive, because it's not sensitivity like, oh, you're being mean, but it's sensitivity like, wow, did that come from?
Right. What kind of person are you?
Right.
And I think that when you're dealing with that sort of thing, you have to just acknowledge if what you did or said or how you behaved was right, wrong. If you're doing your best and you know that you're doing your best and that's not the type of person you are, then you definitely can't get caught up in what people are going to say, because people will, you know, be like, I hate Fran because the sky is purple, and honestly believe that.
And that doesn't have
anything
way.
To do with me. Yeah. I can't sit up here and try and figure out why you're looking at the sky and seeing the Rugrats cartoon. I can't sit here and waste my time with that. But if you really wanted to like sit here and say that I'm a horrible person for X, Y, and Z, yeah, that's going to concern me, unless you bullshit. In which case, what the fuck am I? I look at people when they say things, I look at where they're coming from and like why they're saying what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? Because people will say and behave all kinds of crazy ways, and it will come from a place that they're trying to hide or for a reason that they're trying to hide. And people could say that you're ugly. People could say Beyonce can't sing. Some people say Oprah is broke. People will just say things because they feel whatever kind of way, and I can't waste my time trying to figure that shit out for you.
That's actually how I really got over the whole beauty thing online. I've seen people say Rihanna, Beyonce are ugly. I'm like, all right, I'm not listening to anyone on the internet,
because that's ridiculous. Women who have these so-called perfect bodies, stunning, like, they pick apart anybody. There's no point in even trying to be fine, because somebody is always gonna think you ain't
right.
Exactly.
Like, there's no point in trying to market yourself to me anyway. Like, for me, I'm not ever gonna put myself out there as like the desirable woman, because it's always gonna be somebody who don't like something about me, and it's always gonna be some niggas ready to pick you apart.
Right.
Especially with women, like, if you think about the image that is put out there for what makes a woman beautiful, and then women who go out and spend all this money to look like that, and then they're told by the same people that they look fake and they look plastic and blah blah blah. Well, you paint this whole picture of someone that doesn't exist and tell me that I should look like that, and now I do, and now you're telling me I look horrible. Like, people just pick you apart to feel good about themselves or whatever, or to get rid of. Sometimes people just will make fun of you to laugh, and it may not even fucking mean anything. Maybe you just laughing and you know, need to learn how to take a joke. The point is, like, I feel like if I can understand where this shit is coming from, whether it's hate, concern, or jealousy, whatever, if I can get that part, then I can deal with whatever the fuck it is that you're saying, or not deal with it.
Right. Yeah, I think that's probably the only way to deal with it.
Exactly.
It's sad that the assholes get so much attention, though, because like, the that's people who are actually sweet and show love,
and it's all, and usually it's more of them.
Yes, it's like they outnumber the assholes like 10 to 1, but it's something about those.
And it'll be one comment amongst like hundreds
of
and then your heart just drops.
Because it's like, why are you bugging? Like, look at everybody else here chilling, having a good time.
Yeah, that's what it is. Somebody just fucking up the flow. And I think that's kind of why I don't try to let things bother me, because just all around, I try to be a really like cool person. So when there's like all these cool ass comments and there's just this one person complaining, it's like, when you in the fucking grocery store, there's always somebody that's having an argument, complaining. There's always
that's
something.
That's just the
you know?
Nature of people.
I just feel like that's just
one.
How life is. Like, there's always something.
You so just got to know yourself, right? Like, when I used to post YouTube videos, I never read the comments. But when I started the friend zone, I read the comments that first time, remember?
No. Mm-hmm.
And I responded to somebody. And right then, I was like, fuck, why did I do that? But I had said I said what I said, and I left it up there. But that was when I was like, you know what, I'm never reading the comments again. I'm going back to where I used to be, because
I'm amazed that you don't read the comments.
No, I do not.
That's so disciplined of you.
I don't read the comments now, but every now and then I used to read them.
No, ma'am. Writers don't read the comments on their articles, and I do not read the comments on SoundCloud.
So in anything you do, whether it's on YouTube, SoundCloud, you do not read the comments.
I read the comments on Instagram, and I read my Twitter mentions.
But y'all don't read the comments under your SoundCloud or iTunes?
No.
Wow, so disciplined.
Never.
So I need to start doing that.
Yeah, I can't believe you do.
No, but you know what it is because I'm really big. I'm not big on like likes and numbers. Like that's never been my motivation, but I'm big on engagement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a huge part of my brand. Like, yeah. Because I'm a wellness and health brand, I have to answer a lot of questions. So I've sort of gotten into the routine of looking post something. Yeah. People are going to ask me, should I try this? Have you tried this? And we kind of, that's what my brand is. That's why it's called Hey Fran Hey. Cause it's like, you're asking me a question, answering, you know, and, but that's because I wasn't anticipating having to, you know, go through.
People want to contact you, will find you.
But right. But to your point, like, I remember back in the day when I used to make YouTube videos, it was like a little community. So, like, whenever it was the comments, like, you just knew everybody in the comments.
And it was fun.
And that was fun.
Yeah.
And so I think I kind of disconnected from that idea when we started doing it on SoundCloud. I'm like, oh, it's going to be a bunch of people that don't know comments, so I don't really care. But then I do go through and read the comments, and when I see that people like enjoy the show and they have input and stuff like that, I'm like, dope. So then I do check out the comments every once in a while, and I still will see like that one negative one or something, and I'm still and I still just kind of like read by it, because I'm like, okay, I need feedback for the show, like not whatever happened in your day today to be in the comments.
True.
Because sometimes somebody might have just had a shitty day, and then they listen to the show like, this is not what I wanted today, and it's like,
sorry,
well, damn, ma'am. Okay, you just didn't line up. Listen tomorrow.
What you got today?
When our show first came out, I started looking at the comments just because it was a natural reaction. And people would say things like, oh, I hate Crystal, she curses. Or like, she's loud. Or like, but this is the show. Like, this is called The Read. Like, we're cursing and loud. That's what the both of us are doing. Like, they would be angry at me for doing things that they felt a woman shouldn't do or wasn't ladylike.
Right.
But I read comments like that and I'm like, okay, I could not give a fuck less about this. Like, you feeling this type of way about me, I just don't care. So eventually I just grew out of it altogether.
I just don't read all those comments because my A is DD and I don't have time to be all over there. Like, I have, you can, if you tweet me, I speak to people in my mentions all the time. I talk to people on Instagram all the time. I'm not going to go on SoundCloud and iTunes and YouTube.
Right,
and
the nigga's crazy.
And all over there, just be talking to everybody. And I'm just not that type of person. Like, it takes me days to respond to text messages and emails. So I'm definitely not going to be sitting here just having a great old SoundCloud conversation. But yeah, thanks for, you know, commenting and things like that and listening or whatever. But I don't see all of them, obviously.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, it gets hard when you have, we have so many apps.
All the thing you know I what, respond friend? To is DMs. No. I'm just playing.
Friend, you are a mogul. You don't need to be reading through all that anyway. Like, you got your own brand, the friends on
no,
brand.
No, yeah, but I explain why it is. I'm just out of habit.
I know, I'm just playing. You don't need to be giving all that negativity that light. You need to remember your light.
But the funny thing is, a lot of times I try to, because I'm such an empath, I really am. Like, when people are mean to me, I don't even take it personal. I'm always like, what's wrong?
Yeah, I'm just trying to see how the machine works. Sometimes you're just going to poke the bear to see what they're going to do. You don't even care.
But a lot of times I'm curious. Like, I'm like, what is it that you're perceiving right now? Like, what's happening with you? You know, and it's a genuine concern. I know that sounds crazy, because it's like, why are you concerned with people that are mean to you?
Nope. That's
you but it's just happening.
Put his head in now and think about heaven later. Shit.
That's very mature of you.
That is.
Yeah, like I genuinely I feel that way.
That reminds me of like a movie I seen. Because you know, like when people, like some shit happens to them and they try to understand the other side of it and they start to understand now.
Yeah.
Like, you're always trying to get this better understanding. And that's big of you.
People will frequently project their own insecurities onto your life, though. Like,
their own
shortcomings, their own perceived shortcomings, I should say. Like, whatever they feel is missing or lacking in their life, they will put that onto you. Like, that's your responsibility
that's
or your burden
crazy.
to fix that for them. Or, like you didn't,
like,
I'm not
I'll
talking
never
on behalf of your life. I don't know your life or your
when
walk.
She
like,
got that
about
email
me.
About the person who was like offended by her not liking colored contact lenses, and I just couldn't.
Wait. Someone was offended.
Yes. Well, Crystal was
like, seriously.
And like she's
yes.
notoriously
like,
over colored contact lenses.
Well, who is
like,
it?
We talked about the show. Plenty of people.
I'm in the majority.
Right. But she, you know, has said it. We talked about it on the show and wherever else. And someone sent an email was like offended and was like, oh, well, what's wrong with, you know, getting your beauty sleep, whatever the fuck the bitch said. Like, and I was sitting there this whole time like, if you want to, like, if you want to wear colored contact lenses. Why the fuck would you care if she don't like them?
Someone you never met.
If I really wanted to wear some colored contact lenses, I would be in your face with them shits every day.
And y'all
day,
do come up in my face.
And you just don't
in
have to be fucking mad about it. What are you going to do?
They wear color contacts.
Are you going to whoop me, bitch, because I got on some Hazel Acuvue? No, you're not. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. And if you don't like it, you're just going to have to be upset. If you want to we can do that because you don't like what I got on.
Nobody has ever come to me in my face and been like, so say something about my color contacts. Like, right.
So
y'all
what's
still
up?
Come
so
to
what
the shows
said,
and look me in the eye
and hug you.
You in the contacts.
While I look you in the contacts.
And I don't feel the need to address it because you already know how I feel about them. Like, I make it plain. So if you decide to wear them anyway, that means you like them. You don't give a fuck what I think, which is fine.
Fine.
That is absolutely fine. You don't have to care about
there are so
opinion.
Many things that, like, somebody could probably hate these fucking rain boots I got on. My feet are dry.
They look good.
Okay. Somebody can fuck, like,
a
it
lot
doesn't
of people
matter.
Don't like Uggs, but my feet are warm.
I don't care. Like, I'm gonna do what I want to do.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't fucking matter. It so maybe you should matter. Figure out what it is that's going on with you spiritually that's making you feel like everything that you do or put on, everybody in the whole goddamn world gotta like it. You don't like half the shit that you be seeing when you walk out. You talk
that's
about
true.
Everybody.
That's why you put
so
that
you
shit
just,
on in the first place.
Exactly.
Right. No, it's
I was
you.
Gonna I fuck just... the game up with these right. with these Tamika Cotto specials.
You thought, you thought
Tamika Cotto special. You ain't shit.
If and you like it, he... just do it.
No, oh, yeah, I have to.
You
I was...
fell in a box of damn crayons.
Dustin,
there's something really wait. Gutter about yeah. about Nibbles.
Nibbles is dirty. Nibbles is trashy.
Nibbles is slutty. Mm-hmm.
She said she called her dirty.
She dirty. Called me dirty
and trashy. I remember she was like,
your dress is two sizes too big. I can see the top of
you,
your bra.
You look like a fairy princess that resides over the pits of hell.
That's still not as good as what she said to fucking is this a
Beyonce?
No, not Beyonce.
Is my hair going to catch up?
No, she said this was where everybody was fucking lined up. Are we going to a, what did she say?
Are you a bridesmaid?
No, you're not. No, you're not.
She was talking to beautiful. Remember, she beautiful. Was getting her in the beginning. She's like, beautiful. Who's beautiful? Does she live up to the name?
Wait, what show is this?
This is on Flavor of Love.
It's on Hulu.
Two. Legendary.
Oh, I watched Flavor of Love.
Yeah, season
that's
two.
When I was, that's when out. I had a TV. I was watching all of them. But I don't remember that episode.
Yep.
I watched it, so
girl,
I think
you have
we
to go
have
back
watched
and watch
it. I know, I might have to binge.
Shut your mouth.
And read that damn magazine, girl. Matter of fact.
What happened to New York?
I miss her.
She'll be on family therapy with her mother and Dame Dash and his brothers and a whole bunch of other crazy
I miss her.
Really?
In January.
And
yep.
Ain't she on the next 15, too?
I don't know what the first 14 were about that. I've never heard
You don't know what you're saying.
That. Yeah. I think she's going to be on the next 15.
I don't know what that is.
What is that?
It's I've heard show. About it, but I've...
It's a show that's coming out on... I don't know what channel it's on.
VH1, right?
Oh, Lord. Maybe.
Yes. Is it VH1?
I feel like it is.
Wow.
Might be. But anyway, it's about people who are on reality TV and what they're doing now.
Oh, the next 15 minutes of fame.
Oh, got
Where
it.
Are
okay.
you now?
Oh, that could be good. You think it'll be trash? I wonder who'll be on it,
good
though.
Good trash.
I can tell you.
Oh.
Karamo Brown.
Wow.
Not
Claudia
interested.
Jordan.
Not interested.
Wow. Wait, Claudia Govan. Jordan.
Not interested.
What?
But wasn't she just on a show this
yeah.
year?
Yeah.
No, she's just trying to ride anymore. The wave to keep it going.
Dang.
You know, got to keep Govan, them jobs going.
And I think Tiffany Pollard, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, my God.
Man.
I really
would.
Yeah. I love Tiffany.
Mm-hmm, me too.
She is
she's
so
legendary.
Funny.
Should we take the break here?
Sure.
Here, we're going to take a break.